It's the up and running morning show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. It's now time again for another On the Block. And joining us today in the studio is our friend Alice from Kotsbaan Cultural Park. And Kotsbaan is Dutch for a playing field. Kotsbaan was founded in 1990. And good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Rick. You took away all my fun facts.
No, I didn't. No, you got plenty more to go. 153 acres.
Used to be a horse farm.
There we go. And it's a beautiful, sprawling little place of 153 acres. Yeah. Tell the folks about the majesty of Kotsbaan.
Well, we were founded in the 90s, and we were founded by four principal dancers of ABT. And ABT is American Ballet Theater. They are the company that's in residence at the Met. Misty Copeland was just the principal dancer of ABT. And they wanted to create this sanctuary, this place for dancers to come from Manhattan and have a residency in the Hudson Valley and be on property for 2 weeks and work on new work.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that's really cool. So they have an opportunity to explore their art, develop it, craft it, teach it, and perform, which is super cool. You have outdoor performance spaces, which are just magnificent. And tell the folks about the indoor ones.
So we have a studio building that was purpose-built. There's a lot of buildings on property that were part of the horse farm. Two buildings were purpose-built for Kotsbaan. Okay. One is a 16-room inn where the dancers stay. Cool. And the other is the studio building where we have three studios. One of them is a black box theater. The stage is the same size as the stage at the Met so that we don't have to scale things up or down. Dancers can just come and tape it out and dance it out and just lift it up and bring it right back down to the Met.
Wow.
We don't have the same wing space. That's to be envied. and then we have a beautiful studio called Horses, because it has a giant painting of horses hung on canvas on the wall.
Love that.
And it's got lots of natural light. It's just gorgeous. Mm. And then we have a nice studio downstairs that we like to put musicians in. And we have some dance classes down there. Cool. But it's a really great acoustic space.
That sounds amazing. And now the events that you have there, they range in so many different genres.
True.
It's super cool. It's an amazing thing to see the different lineup because there's something for everyone in Kotsbaan Cultural Park in Tivoli. And tell the folks about some of the programming that you do.
So we have some things coming up in April. This will all be on our website very soon.
We're like
24 hours away from things being up on the website. So we have a couple of residencies that will be putting on some free showcases for the community.
Free.
That's the amazing part of this model is that when the work is done on campus, we present it to the community for free.
So this is folks working, doing classes and programs that you have at Kotsbaan and then the performance.
The classes are separate.
Okay.
We have folks coming in to do residencies. We've got a potential Broadway show, maybe. It's a theater show.
Wow.
And then another dance company. We've got ABT coming in to do some performances.
Wow.
We have all kinds of workshops going on right now. We've got a writer's workshop that will be happening in April on Saturdays.
Wow. And what is the focus of that?
That we partner with a public place, a public space, my apologies. Okay. And so that is completely run by them. And we can go, that is actually up on our website. We've got all of our classes up on our website and the public space is up on our website too.
Events coming.
I have more events. Give me a second. We have a big festival. So our summer is focused on our ballet intensive, which is all for students.
Okay.
So that's high school students who come and live on campus for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Or 4 weeks. And they take ballet classes all day. And then in the fall, we have a festival. It's three weekends, end of August, Labor Day weekend, first weekend in September, where it is lots of dance, music, family programming.
Wow.
Think, you know, outdoor festival. And that's where our outdoor stages come into play. We've got the mountain stage, which has this gorgeous view of the mountains across the river. And then a meadow stage, which is a smaller stage right next to the building. And then we also activate the studio inside. So lots of no contract signed yet, but a really great lineup coming
at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's really cool.
We got music and dance.
Music, dance, some theater. We've got visual art.
Wow.
So we've got sculptures all over property.
Oh, cool.
The property is a park. So folks can just come on in and walk around.
Come and take a hike.
Yeah.
And explore.
Yeah, you can bring your dog with you.
Cool.
And you can walk around the property.
I love that.
Yeah.
Dogs love art.
They do. We do have some art up now. We've got some paintings in our lobby, two artists featured there. And then this spring, we'll be bringing out our sculptures onto the property. So we've got a bunch of artists coming, yeah.
We're talking with Alice from Katzbahn Cultural Park. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with more Alice. So stay tuned.
Hi again. This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And this is...
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We're with Alice from Katzbahn Cultural Park. It's On the Block. Katzbahn is in Tivoli, 153 little acres of sprawling riverside space. It's an amazing spot in Tivoli. And Alice, am I wrong, but did the Roots play there a couple
they
years back?
They did. They did. On the mountain stage.
What?
Yeah. Right? Right? I wasn't there yet, but yeah, man.
How large of a crowd was there?
I think it was a pretty big crowd.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think it was pretty big.
Once upon a time.
And we have lots of parking on site, too, so it's very exciting.
That's awesome. Well, once upon a time, I and my very dedicated music-loving friends got word that the Roots were going to be playing at Bard College.
Oh.
So we went to Bard College, and we went to every little place on Bard that we could, that we thought there'd be a theater. All of them. The Fisher Center, any place, the gym. You're looking for what? You know, the Roots.
Right. The who?
So it never happened. We left, and it was a terrible rumor, but... It always burned into our memories. As remember that time we went to see the Roots?
It was a premonition.
At Bard College. Yeah, so then I found out that the Roots played in Tivoli at Katzbahn Cultural Park, and we never made it.
Aww.
And we didn't even know.
Well, we'll bring them back for you. How about that? No promises.
Alice is here. She is the program manager, and how long have you been managing the programs?
I just started in September.
Okay, so you're brand new. Well, welcome, neighbor.
Thank you. I'm a Hudson Valley transplant.
All right, what else did you want to tell the people?
What else did I want to tell? Well, we do these weekend retreats, which is sort of my favorite thing right now, because everybody is always like, I want to get to the Hudson Valley, but I don't know how to get there. I don't know where to stay. Mm. It's so expensive, all of that. We do, and this is all, this I promise is on our website, and it's an artist retreat. You can be a writer, a painter, a dancer, a musician. You can be one person, two people, three people, and stay on our property and use our studios. And we have amazing chefs who will cook you three meals a day. And I know that our listening audience is mostly the Hudson Valley, but we all know people in the city who want to get out of the city.
We do.
So we want them to come up and be on our property, and it's just this amazing reset that can happen.
So
in
you
your
have
soul.
A tranquil place,
yeah.
Amazing chefs,
yeah.
Teaching is going on,
and you just and folks like to say that they come up to the middle of nowhere, but you know, amazing food, good accommodations, great studios. It's really lovely,
and nowhere is now here. And here we are. Katzbahn Cultural Park is a place, a destination you definitely should get to. I'm talking to you who's listening. It is a magical place. And Well, where else can you see outdoor ballet, outdoor live events, and indoor as well? And I know sometimes you have outdoor events that are planned, and, well, Mother Nature doesn't want it to be outdoors, and you can shift inside, which is kind of cool.
We can. We also have rain dates for our festival that's in the fall. All the programming is on Saturday, but if it rains out, we're going to move it to Sunday.
Now, Alice, we've been talking a lot about Kotzebühel. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy doing when you're not putting in all your time and energy to Kotzebühel?
I do a lot of yoga.
Do you?
I do.
Do you do yoga with Rue?
I do yoga with Rue.
She's a cool lady. Yeah. And wow, what an interesting space she has, and a cool approach to yoga and its practice. And, well, that's so cool. And you also are a member of our community, and you believe community is an important role at Kotzebühel.
Yeah, and it's a part of our mission is to bring the arts to this community. Mm. And I may be getting myself in a little bit of trouble here, but I want to hear from the community about what they want to see on the stages, right? Because we're known for dance, we're bringing in music, we're bringing in storytelling, we have visual art, we have, over the holidays, we had Holodelic, which was this funk band, right? We had a harpist in residency for a year, so she did this gorgeous harp concert. So we really run the gamut, and I want to know what the community wants.
How can they give you their advice?
They can go to our website. There is an email, info@kotzebühel.com.
You know, we're full of opinions.
I want them. I like I said, I might be getting myself in a little bit of trouble here. I think also if you go on the staff page, this is going to get me really in trouble. But I think if you click on my name, it goes right to my inbox. Oh, boy.
It does. It goes to your email.
Yeah, it does. Dun, dun, dun.
So that's kotzebühel.org. There is 4 A's. In Kotzebühel.
There is.
Yeah. And again, Kotzebühel is Dutch for a playing field. And that's really what it is. It's 153 acres to play. Bring your dog. Mm-hmm. Can you go there to eat?
Not yet, okay. But that's a really good idea.
Just throwing it out there.
If you come to the weekend retreat and stay on campus, we'll cook for you.
I'll save up. We're with Alice from Kotzebühel Cultural Park in Tivoli, and well, we talked about the roots. Here is the roots with Elvis. Walk us uptown to Tivoli. It's 9:27. I'm Rick. That was Elvis with the Roots. And we are here on the block, which is a hangout, a chat with some local business people in the neighborhood. And we're with Alice from Kotzebühel Cultural Park in Tivoli. And their season is about to light up. All kinds of great events are going to be happening there. Mm-hmm. I encourage everyone to get out and check out Kotzebühel, even if you just want to go, like Alice told us, take the dog for a walk and go down to the park. And before you know it, you'll probably be buying tickets to see some ballet. And it doesn't get much cooler than that, especially if it's outdoors. You can just hang out around, walk around, and people are dancing around. Yeah. What other forms of dance do you enjoy, Alice?
What other forms? I enjoy it all. I love the modern dance.
Yeah.
I love tap dance. Okay. Love. Yeah.
Cool.
Right up there with my love of marching bands.
Clogging? Tap dance. Clogging?
Yeah, sure. Oh.
It's a rare art form, but it's rhythmic, and it's one of the ones I love. And I always wanted to go to the Netherlands and get a pair of those shoes.
Right.
Clogs.
Yeah.
The clogging. But maybe it'll happen one day. Alice, what are you looking forward to in the 2026 year? Not a Katzbahn in your life.
So every year we make our garden a little bit bigger.
Really?
Right? Yeah. So we have a sunny spot. Well, we did a fenced in zone.
Okay.
And then we just put a couple of pots out there the first year. We're like, will it do well?
Okay.
And the fence kept the deer out and the pots grew their things.
All
and
right.
then last year we put in some raised beds and I bought plants and put them in. And this year I'm going to grow things from seed.
All right. Now, are we talking flowers or fruit or herbs?
Fruits, veggies and herbs.
Very cool.
I'm pretty good at tomatoes, it seems, historically.
Tomatoes and basil.
Tomatoes and basil that go together, companion crops. But I still, you know, I feel like an amateur and a fool out there, but, little bit by little, we had some great lettuce last year.
Really?
But
it's hard to grow lettuce.
It was a tape that my stepmother gave me. It was like a tape of lettuce,
really?
Put it in the ground. And every day I would just pull up, get some lettuce, have salad for dinner. It's fantastic.
Right. So do you grow flowers?
No.
Okay.
Just no.
Check in.
Although my herbs like to go to flower, which is they're not supposed to, but. Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, it depends on what herbs they are, of course. We're with Alice from Katzbahn Cultural Park. Events are going to be up on the website very soon. Mm-hmm. She said April. That's very soon.
Yep. A couple of things happening in April.
Yeah.
We've got ABT in May. And then in the fall, lots and lots of stuff going on with our festival.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for being our neighbor. Thanks for joining us on the block. And, you know, it's great to get to know who's on the block because they're all cool people and they all have something amazing to offer. So thanks for being part of our community and doing what you do. And again, where else can you see live outdoor ballet? In Tivoli or anywhere else, nowhere. Katzbahn Cultural Park. Give the address.
120 Broadway in Tivoli.
And that's katzbahn.org.
Yep. With lots of A's in it.
Yeah, four.
Four A's.
Alice Clancy.
Also has A's in it.
You can look her up on the website and send her an email, Alice Clancy, or look for the Alice at the site and you'll find her.
Yeah.
Alice, thank you so much for being here. It's been a real pleasure.
This has been fun, Rick. Thank you.
All the best to you and 2026 and the season. And come soon. I know that the events page at katzbahn.org will have things on it. And I will see you watching some ballet together somewhere in the summertime, which would be nothing more delightful.
Yep, ballet and other kinds of dance and music.
Oh, yeah.
And storytelling.
Love it all.
Bring your picnic.
And the festival in the fall, which is the fall festival.
Yep.
Right.
It's just festival. Yeah, it's a festival.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, you bring your chair, you bring your picnic, you hang out, you listen to music.
Nice.
You can get an all-day ticket. You can get a ticket for one event. And we do have these classes that are happening right now. We have four different kinds of movement classes. We have a yoga class. Mm. We have two or three other movement classes as well as those writing classes. And those are on our website.
They
started this week.
And also, you can rent Katzbahn if you have a major thing going on or a minor thing.
You sure can. For your wedding, for your family reunion, we've got the overnight accommodations. Yeah. If you're throwing a sweet 16, we can have it indoors, outdoors, a combination of both. We can use our chef. We can bring in your own chef to our commercial kitchen. We have a barn that is just so Hudson Valley looking. You know, just that like rustic, gorgeous look to it. We do events in our studios too. We do sit down dinners or buffet dinners. We have a commercial kitchen in the farmhouse and then a little pantry downstairs. So, chefs can prepare food off site and bring it on site. Mm. We have somebody who's renting our space in October for her pre-wedding reception. So the wedding is not on property, but she's got lots of family coming from out of town. So they are renting all of the dancers in.
Wow.
They're having dinner Friday night, greeting everybody. They're all coming back Saturday night after the wedding, which is like in Germantown or something. So we are very
accommodating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And malleable, right? Like we can, whatever it is, we can do it. We can do it. We've got the space for it.
everyone should check out kotzbahn.org. There's something for everyone going on there. And Alice, thank you so much for joining us on the Up and Running Morning Show.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. We're going to carry on right after these messages with some more great musical diversity.